Welcome, everybody. This is the Life Enthusiast Health Hangout. I'm Scott Patton, your co-host. Joining me, as usual, is the founder and president of Life Enthusiast, Martin Patella. Hey, Martin, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm happy to be here. We promised people we'll do a answers about fibromyalgia, and here we are. Thank you, everybody who showed up.
Awesome. So fibromyalgia, I hear that that's just in the head. Is that true, Martin?
Well, it depends where you show up. When you show up at a doctor's office, it's very easy that you may have this argument where they're going to try and tell you that you look normal, everything seems to be fine, all the tests are showing there's nothing wrong with you, so clearly this must be in your head.
Right, and of course we all know when we feel pain, we're feeling pain.
Yep, we are. And so there's my slideshow. Is it real or is it in your head? Well, the pain is in your head because that's where you feel it, with your brain.
Right.
Well, anyway, fibromyalgia is a syndrome. By definition, aches and stiffness in your connective tissue. But it's not alone. It's got these dirty cousins. It comes in a bundle. See, the inflammatory and any inflammatory chronic condition is not going to be just the condition itself. It's going to be accompanied by other problems. And the dirty cousins, dirty dozen, chronic fatigue, irritable bowel, depression, migraine, interstitial cystitis, lupus, back pain, rheumatoid arthritis, fasciitis, carpal tunnel syndrome, PMS issues, weight management issues. It's quite something. And the classic definition of fibromyalgia is you will be tender on these tender points. You can find them. If you are wondering whether you do or don't have fibromyalgia, this is one of the ways.
So do you have to have them in all the points or just in like a few of them?
You will have them in all of the points, I promise.
Okay, so if I have a sore elbow and I look at this and I say, oh, there's a dot on the elbow, but all the rest of the dots are fine, then I just probably have a sore elbow.
That's correct. That's probably just a sore elbow as opposed to a serious issue.
Okay, so because the hypochondriac in me, when I listen to you talk about this, I go, wow, gee, I don't have all those points, but I got like a couple, so maybe. And so it's good to know chances are I'm going to be in pain everywhere, right?
Right. So in the mainstream, if you come to your doctor and they will admit that you probably do have the fibromyalgia, then they call it fibromyalgia syndrome. And the syndrome is a problem in the mainstream medical because they like things that have a single cause that they can fix with a single thing. Medication. Like, for instance, if you have a communicable disease, something very popular like gonorrhea, they will give you tetracycline and they'll kill off the bug that caused it, and the illness is over, and it's over. Or if you break a finger, they'll set the bone, and they put it in a cast, and there it is. You're done. But with something like the fibromyalgia, the problem is that it's very vague. It's multi causes, and all they have is painkillers, antidepressants, and the famous Lyrica, the seizure treatment, which they decided would work for the pain of fibromyalgia. It doesn't do anything for the fibromyalgia causes, but it makes you feel less of it. I'll just run through the common problems really quickly just so we can get on the same field, playing field. Symptoms. Starts from a leaky gut where you will have yeast infections and you will have caused by the leaky gut. There's a little graphic that tries to represent how the worn down villi in the small intestine will open up more than they should and allow to pass through into the bloodstream in completely digested proteins, which then will cause all kinds of allergic reactions. But you will also likely have digestive problems. Go ahead, Scott.
I was going to say, so those protein, that food that actually gets through the stomach without being digested, and when that's in the bloodstream, it can cause inflammation. And of course, the inflammation, that heat, is what's causing the pain in the joints.
Yeah, you can say it like that. It's mainly that the body has started to develop immunity against pieces of underdigested proteins that also look like your own tissue. And it's sort of shooting specific bullets that have been designed to destroy these invaders. But unfortunately, these invaders look a lot like you. So the best analogy...
cutting myself up.
Right. It's sort of like shooting a gun in an airplane at 30,000 feet. You put a hole in the fuselage, and before you know it, you're being sucked out into the stratosphere somewhere.
Mm.
Not good. And the other things that start happening as a consequence of these weaknesses is your tissues will start degenerating. It's your discs, so your back pain will kick in. You won't hold adjustment. Your feet will start collapsing because of all the ligaments and tendons getting weaker. So aches, pains everywhere. It's not just in those tender points. It's going to be all over. And then the brain fog kicks in. There's a whole lot of issues with energy generation and consumption and transmission. You will start getting all kinds of head things, like as if I am exhibiting them now, right? Can't remember things, can't think of, what is it called? I know I read it just 2 hours ago. How come I cannot recall it?
And you won't get very good sleep, of course, because you're sore.
Yeah. But you also have all kinds of disturbances in the neurology. But anyway, so
right.
The issues aren't handled at the organ level. Let me say it this way. When you want to fix something that's systemic, you cannot handle it at the level of presentation. Like if you have pain in the connective tissue, which is by definition fibromyalgia, there's no point treating the connective tissue. You need to go after that which is causing the pain in the connective tissue. And that's caused by problems that are at the cellular level. And they're caused by the oxidative stress, which we know what that's like. Aging faster, wrinkling, inflammation, that's aches, pains, not repairing the body fast enough. And the I pulled this graphic of a wonderful flock of starlings, and I'm saying that the medical system is using this antagonistic model where they're looking for this one thing that they can do, this magical silver bullet that they can shoot at the problem. So if you have this one silver bullet and shoot it at that flock of starlings, what do you think is going to do to the flock?
Not much.
Yeah, not much. So here's what
the analogy.
Right. Here's what the causes are. The actual causes of these breakdowns. And this is why it gets so awful, because you have multiple problems caused by multiple causes, and you may fix 4 out of the 9 or even 8 out of the 9 problems that you have, and you still feel ill.
Hmm.
So these problems are from these 6 categories: the toxicity, where you can have mercury from your fillings or inhaled, or lead from the paint or something else, volatile organic compounds that are perfumes and the dryer sheets and who knows what else, and you may be sensitive to things like latex, who knows what. the nutrition is a big deal, because if you're suffering from nutritional deficiencies, and it's so easy these days because foods have been grown in such miserable conditions, the soils have been depleted, the fertilization causes them to grow too fast. You know, that the nutritional value of the foods you eat is questionable at best. And then the MT, if you're not eating right for your metabolic type, you're having a problem to begin with. And then, of course, the structural misalignment is causing your circulation to be impaired. Your lymph is not moving fast enough, or not at all, or not at all. So this is putting further stress on you. And then another contributing factor is the viral load. This is very common. Most of us carry multiple herpes, varicella from smallpox or chickenpox, things like that. And then there's the vibrational load, where electromagnetic frequencies and who knows what else is putting a load on us. And our emotional injuries. Go ahead.
I was going to say we all have had emotional scarring, where whether our parents or our classmates or somebody, you know, did something we didn't like, and those all kind of build up. And of course, we're in a very
So Scott, you were talking, except your video connection conked out, so I don't know, you'll let me know when you come back. But
I hopefully am back now.
Yes, you are.
Great. Yeah, I was just going to say, we all have emotional issues and scars that as we grow older and older and older, usually we don't clear them out, and they keep getting more and more powerful and dragging us down, right?
Oh, definitely that too. And there are wonderful tools that we can employ to deal with it, from EFT to other, I mean, there are many methods, and I can't list it all here. And then finally, the ionic electrical balances. If you are not grounded enough, if you're not connecting with nature, if your surroundings are all positive ionization, not enough negative ionization, you will be out of balance. Your pH balance of eating foods that are either overly alkalizing or overly acidifying will cause trouble. And oxidative stress from just wrong nutrition or smoke or God knows what, it gets complicated. What we do know is that the treatment, in order to be successful, needs to be complete, needs to cover all aspects, and needs to be truly holistic, which is another word for strategic as opposed to tactical. Tactical is the approach you use to deal with one thing, one isolated issue, like rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. Strategic is more like talking to the captain and saying, we're heading in the wrong way, we're heading for the ice field.
Change direction.
Yes, change direction. And so the treatment needs to deal with dealing with the oxidative stress, correcting it with vitamins, with grounding, with supplementing of minerals. The nutritional stress, we need to eliminate that by adding enzymes which raw foods are a great source of that, and minerals, organic and biodynamically grown foods are important, superfoods in general. The right fats, the right aminos, sulfur, deficient sulfur is so common for people who have energy problems. And then we need to detoxify our life. We can use zeolite to drag the toxins that are already in our body out, but we also need to clean up the bathrooms, the toilets, the whatever else we have in our life. We need to stop using things that are making us more toxic. And finally, in the electric side of things, we need to ground. Well, tools like biomat or EMF blocking tools. There's so many wonderful ways we can do this, and it needs to be enough to make the difference. And the way we see it is we're thinking of like a house fire. If you could think of your problem as house fire, you would see that showing up with a garden hose is a great idea. It's just not enough. You need 2 fire trucks and 3 hydrants to point it at it to put it down. I pulled up another slide where we're talking about glycation. Glycation is a name for a condition where sugars are... Scott, I'm getting a lot of strange noises. Like, really weird.
Like,
okay, there.
What?
Cut. Yeah. Okay, something... It cut me, I think. Oh, my. It looks to me like I'm cut. Are you there? I don't know what to do now. This is just totally mucked up. Okay, I'm still here, but the Google is just giving this sort of error message. Hello, hello. Hello, Scott.
Okay, you can't hear me.
I'm there. I can hear you now. I hear you, Scott. Okay.
Good. Yes. Weird. I don't know. That's. I can understand if I have a problem, but I can't understand you having one. It's kind of weird. So start again with the glycation right from the beginning, and then I'll just cut it up.
Yeah. I wanted to bring up a foreign-sounding word, glycation. Glycation really leads to a loss of function. I'll read this. Glycation is the non-enzymatic addition or insertion of sugar or glucose molecules into proteins, into DNA and lipids, and that occurs in a biological environment, as in your body. And this is related to how proteins are attacked by glucose or aldehydes. These are the glycating agents, and they cross-link them into AGEs, advanced glycation end products. What that really means is that your proteins get cross-linked. Oh, there, I just put up another one. Anyway, so what I'm trying to say here is that when your diet includes too much of glucose, you have a very high chance of creating this AGEs in your body, which is going to mess up all manner of things in your body. Now, the sources of glucose, high fructose corn syrup, all sugared drinks, but also all starchy foods like bread, especially
potatoes. They turn into sugars, don't they?
Instantly. Anything that's high glycemic index. So those are foods that are highly, challenging to the people who are susceptible to fibromyalgia.
And most processed foods are full of sugar.
Yes.
So we're really talking about when you go to the grocery store, stay on the outside, don't go into the aisles because that's deadly.
Most people with fibromyalgia problems need to very seriously consider starchy foods or glycemic index of their diet, of the foods they eat. They probably, the method we use is called metabolic typing, when we help to figure out the metabolic type of a specific person. We know how much food should be in fats and proteins, and how much of it should be in starches. And most people with fibromyalgia are of the types that need to be eating a high-fat, high-protein diet, very low in grains and other starchy foods. And this other thing that I've had on screen is methylation, which is another one of these processes that are very involved in what people with fibromyalgia are experiencing. And this is called methylation, and this is the CH3 added to the molecules, which is required in many metabolic processes. And the carriers, the ones that are the sources of these methyl group, are folic acid, which means anything green, folate, as in chlorophyll, all of that sort of thing, and vitamin B12. And where it's needed, DNA, alginate acid, and other important nutrients. And so the donors...
That sort of sounds like the opposite of what we were talking about, right, with the G word? Like, it just seems like if you sort of need those things and we're not getting them.
Okay, so to say it another way, when you said glycation is this destruction of protein. Cross-linking also is another word for getting messed up, you know, like turning straight lines into spaghetti, you know, messing up your hair into tangled mess. That's the effect of glycation. Things stop working as they should be. The methylation is more a process involved in generating energy, making energy available to you.
Right.
But are also involved in pain and other things. So these are the nutrients. I'm not going to even repeat them. No, maybe I should. Sam E. is a famous one for helping people with mind states. TMG, trimethylglycine, is very good at helping us with pain. Are you thinking of something?
Well, I was just thinking, is the TMG the same as what was in the hemp oil that we've talked about in previous podcasts?
No, that's a different thing.
Okay.
Sorry.
Letters got me confused.
Yeah. Too many three-letter acronyms. That's TLA.
TLA, okay. So we need folic acid, we need vitamin B12, B6, vitamin D3.
Yeah.
In other words, like, eat a salad and get out in the sun a little bit.
Yes, that would be nice. And I threw another one at you. This one is called phosphorylation, and that is the PO4 group added to the protein. You must have heard of ATP and ADP, adenosine triphosphate and adenosine diphosphate. Yeah, that. And if you have defective phosphorylation, you will have chronic fatigue because you don't have energy and you have destruction of structural tissues. So anyway, all of this, I just pulled this. It's a big problem because 70% of all deaths are accounted for by chronic degenerative disease. And the medical care costs are 75% of the national health care costs. And all of this is hanging off of phosphorylation, methylation, glycation. And we don't hear about it. So let's talk about what we can do from here, right?
Right. Let's stop digging the hole. I like that analogy that you make. It's like if you've got a problem, first thing you do is stop digging the hole. And here's some ways you can stop digging the hole. Well, I guess the first way is make sure you're drinking lots of water. Make sure you're not getting starchy foods and sugars like alcohol. And make sure you include that in there. That you're eating natural foods, not stuff that's been processed and ground and cooked and there's no enzymes. And drink good water.
Yes.
So once you stop and get some exercise, right? So once you stop doing that, let's get out of pain. So what are some of the things we can do to get out of pain?
Right. Yeah, the TMG, the trimethylglycine, we have it in a product called Recovery. You start taking that, and before you know it, you're not hurting. And the EFAs, essential fatty acids, they are very good at healing inflammation, which is one of the symptoms of pain. Of which pain is one of the symptoms, and amino acids that help to repair the damage. I put up a picture of something called the FibroEase, which is a herbal tincture. In one specific instance, all you need is get this tincture and it'll fix your pain. But you need to go to our website and look up FibroEase and watch the video. It's a 10-minute video that shows you how you can get a friend or somebody else to test whether you do or don't have the specific type of tissue in your body. It feels like corduroy. It feels like granulated ripples in your muscle. If that's what you have going, then this FibroEase will work its charms and will help you dramatically. But it doesn't work on the other things. Anyway, so the get out of pain.
Then we need to get detoxing.
Yeah, the detoxing.
You want to detox then, right?
Yes, absolutely. We need to detox people. Everybody needs to detox. That means get the volatile organic compounds out of your life. That means, for some people, that means just completely getting rid of all the perfumes or perfumed things, all of it. You may not know it. You may be used to it. You may be saying, oh, this one thing doesn't affect me, or I'm okay with this shampoo or this conditioner. Just go smell free. Just do it.
Yeah. And so what about essential oils?
Oh, that's like natural.
So that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about Chanel number 5 that you can smell a couple blocks away.
Something like that. I believe this has to do with going back to nature's design, that we are actually quite capable of dealing with things that are natural and not so much with things that are artificial.
Okay. And anyway, I think there's a lot of people, and there may be a lot of people listening to this that think perfume is natural. No, it's not.
Well, I guess it is. But it's some of it is not natural. Most of the perfumes that are used on dryer sheets, or the thing that's called a Glade, the stuff that you can plug into your air electric socket and it'll gas off.
In your car. That's a really good one.
Yeah, the one that hangs in the car, the Christmas tree in the car, or the scented candles.
Oh.
That's all bad news. That's all bad news for people with these challenges. Of course, okay. for the metals and the likes, we recommend zeolite and humic and fulvic acid. Those things work really well. And then you need to fix the nutrition. I would start from metabolic typing, because it's like getting a map. It's like understanding or learning what you need to do. It just clears things up so much. And then I'm supposed to be eating a lot of, for some people, it's, I need to eat red meat. Like, understand that for some people, that's what health food looks like. Purine, which is somewhat counterintuitive. For many people, that means eating a lot of fat.
Well, we've been trained in the last 10 or 20 years to, we should be vegetarian. We shouldn't be eating any meat. We should just be eating vegetables. And that's not what you're saying, is that's not necessarily the case. It may be for some people, but it may be very harmful for other people.
Yes, exactly.
And you can find out which group you belong to. And when you start eating for the type that you are, it's kind of like if you were, Japanese and you eat a lot of sushi and you feel really good, and if you're from South Africa and you eat lots of bananas and you feel really good. It's just, you need to find the type of foods that work really, really well for you, and nobody talks about it, and we don't know, so we end up eating everything, and some of that stuff is really hard on our body. It could be good food, could be perfectly fine, but the type of body that we have doesn't really do well on that type of food. So you end up working against yourself.
Exactly. We're told to eat the 100-mile diet, and that's a reasonable suggestion, but it should be the 100-mile ancestor diet. Like if I'm a child of an Eskimo or, a northern hunter, then I should be eating the diet of whale blubber and seal meat, not my whatever I find 50 miles from my San Francisco home.
Exactly.
So it's not where you're living today, but where your ancestors evolved. And now with all the mixing of races, we're such a melting pot. How do you know if it was the Sicilian great-grandmother or the Swedish great-grandfather or maybe some Cherokee Indian or who knows what it is in your background? That is the dominant genetics. That's why the metabolic typing is capable of giving you the leg up to help you find out what it is that you should be eating.
So then the idea is you're eating really good food for your individual body, which is different than the person sitting beside you or the person that you see as you drive to work or in any of those things. And once that happens, your body is given everything it needs to start getting more energy, to start healing itself better, as opposed to fighting this type of food that isn't really helpful for it.
Yes, that's correct. And this extends not just to the fats, proteins, and carbohydrates. This also extends to all the minerals and what form they should be in. Some should be in the acidic form, some should be in the alkaline form. We all need magnesium, but some of us needs it with potassium and others need it with calcium. And I could go into dozens of examples. It's better to just get your own metabolic typing, your chart, your food lists, and your combinations, and the counseling that comes with it. And we provide it here at Life Enthusiast. And then finally, let's deal with the subtle things, the structural issues. Yes, you should get aligned with perhaps chiropractic or perhaps massage if you can handle it. Maybe very gentle because you may be hurting. You need exercise. You need movement. If you can't walk much, a rebounder, a mini trampoline would help. And then finally, the vibrational, the invisible things. There are methods that will help you clear all of the subtle, invisible, emotional programming that may be hindering your expression. And I'm not trying to point a finger or make anyone the fault or the maker of this. You know, most of this happens to us before we're 6 years old, before we even understand, before we stand at the guard of the consciousness. These events happen and we reinterpret what happens with some crazy illogical way, and we create functions in our body that the subconscious mind controls that is completely bizarre and illogical and needs to be cleared. And then the last thing is we need to clear the electromagnetic frequencies. They can be very damaging. Some people are so sensitive that they can't be around anything that puts out an electromagnetic field. And we have tools that help us.
So that could be a cell phone, that could be your Wi-Fi, your wireless internet connection. That could just be stuff coming off the electric wires that run in your walls.
It could be that. It could be the cell tower that's 200 feet away from your house. It could be the digital, what are they called now, smart meter. It's complicated.
Well, it's everywhere, which is what causes the problem, right?
Right.
We live in this suit that our ancestors never lived in. It was always like fresh air and lots of trees and stuff.
Yes, and it can be measured. The level of electromagnetic field can be measured. It's like electrovolts per square meter or whatever the values are, how they measure it, but I have seen that it goes, it used to be like sub 1, and it's like less than 1, and these days it's like 3 and 400 in many places, and 4 and 5,000 in some direct, you know, if you're very close to some of the sources.
That's a huge difference.
Right. But anyway, so I wanted to just get people a chance to write the phone number down. It's 1-866-543-3388. You can call us with questions and you can come to the website and read more. It's at www www.life-enthusiast.com and look under the health conditions. We have an articles database where you can search with the search term of your choice and find what you need. I've lost something which is called how to shut off the screen share.
You just shut off the screen share.
Did I? Oh, I did.
You did. You did. You're back.
I'm smarter than I know.
Good to have you. Yeah, that, lots of fascinating information. And I guess the thing that I can take away from all this is that there is hope. And I think a lot of people that are suffering from fibromyalgia are, you know, first of all, they're told, there's nothing wrong with you, so get over it. It's just in your head, and it's not. And the second thing is there's nothing we can do for you. And that's not true either. You just have to take advantage of proper nutrition and proper exercise and proper water and proper environment, as opposed to the synthetic food, water, drinks environment that we live in, right?
Right. But it's not that simple. Like, I don't want to make light of any of it. You know, it's not like we can say, oh, yeah, just eat organic or whatever. Or it's not just, oh, here, you know, switch to these few vitamins and everything will be fine. It's not. It takes a while, and by while I mean months, not necessarily years. And you can start feeling better in days and remarkably better in weeks and so much better in months than, you know, we can throw the word around, the word cure. We're not allowed to, and people will tell you, but there's no cure for it. And okay, let's just say there isn't. But there is definitely an improvement of function when you no longer have the symptoms that make your life miserable. I don't care what you call it. You will be living a life to its fullest in a manner that you didn't think was going to be possible for you.
Yeah, and we're kind of getting into the semantics there for a second when we talked about the cure and everything else. The fact of the matter is if you're diagnosed with fibromyalgia and you go and do a bunch of stuff and you eat well and whatever, and all of a sudden it goes away, then they just misdiagnosed you and you didn't really have fibromyalgia. You had something else. So that's why there's no cure for it.
Right. There's behavior for it. And the behavior is do more of what is taking you closer to health and do much less of what's taking you away from health. That's what needs to happen. Yeah, it's going to require guidance. You know, you do need a health coach. You need some answers. It's hard to do it on your own. We know it. I've been there. I've done that. I did it mostly on my own, and I'm a pretty strong personality. And I don't know. It was pretty hard at times.
For sure.
I'm not going to sugarcoat it. You know, I was thinking of just ending my life many times before I decided, no. They're not going to get me. I'm going to fight for it. But it wasn't easy.
Right. Well, and you were wheelchair bound for a while too, weren't you?
Pretty close, you know, by bound. I mean, I was heading for a wheelchair. I was, you know, like 3-4 weeks at a time, I would not be able to stand up straight or sit in a normal chair or sleep in a normal bed. I would, for instance, have to sleep on a rocking chair face down because that was the only position in which I was not woken up every 2 minutes with stabbing pain in my back. Yeah, it was interesting. I can definitely relate to people in chronic pain. Been there, done that. There's hope, I promise. I'm fine. Honestly, I'm fine. And what I can tell you is that whatever's going to help you is not necessarily identical what's going to help me or your friend or somebody else. What you need to understand is that your path is going to be your individual path, and what we know we have is we have the method by which we can get you from wherever you are now to where you want to be.